Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Opening day in Cincinnati for the Pirates is about 50 hours away. A 4:10 first pitch. It's 2:05 right now. You do the math. I don't think I'm doing it wrong. And I know yesterday on the show we discussed the fact that the Pirates, I think, win total right now that people are seeing thrown out there, something like 67.5. And on this station, a lot of people feel like it's, you're hearing people at least talk, it's, there's some optimism. Oh, 70 at the bare minimum. I think Starkey had a mailbag today where he said 70 to 75 he thought was within their reach. But maybe it would be something like 68. Maybe they still might struggle to lose less than 100 games. The Reynolds story, though, forget about wins and losses. The Reynolds saga has been sort of the, not even elephant in the room, it's been the elephant that's dominating the entirety of the room such that you don't know a room is there. It's been the big off-the-field human interest, if you want to call it that, story that has dominated the run-up to this year for the Pirates. You know, it's a year where baseball is going to trot out some things that I think are going to be designed to get people like me who've become frustrated with the actual product, to say nothing of what it is or isn't locally, the actual watching of baseball games at a national level. World Series is on. I go, ugh. I know I get paid to do this. I know it's fun. I know we might only gloss over something that happens in this game. Do I have to watch it? Like, baseball's turned into that for me. I don't know if I'm describing the feelings of a lot of people out there, but the ratings suggest that I am. When these big national games go on, a lot of people tune out because the on-field product has become less and less desirable. Baseball is, in writ large, about to embark on a season where they're going to try to change some things that actually do have me kind of optimistic about the actual product, game to game, regardless of team that they put out there. Get in the box, get ready to hit, get on the mound, get ready to pitch, throw the ball, swing the bat, la, la, la. It's going to be different for the Joe Blocks of the world, the Greg Browns of the world, the play-by-play people who will not have to fill as many dead spaces in between actionable events. They will be getting right on to the next one. Be different for guys doing analysis. Quick, quick, quick. You don't want to talk over another pitch being thrown. But that's all baseball writ large that gets going for the Pirates in 48 hours. Tomorrow, as you heard Jason Mackey say right there, is supposed to be the day where something happens or doesn't happen with Brian Reynolds, because he would prefer this not drag into the season. It's not like a Steelers hard and fast thing where if week one rolls around, player isn't signed to a new extension, it's not going to happen. It's just that would seemingly be their preference, both sides here, that they get this done if they're going to get it done in the next 24 to 36. Be a hell of a thing, by the way, if a deal got announced at 2 a.m. Thursday morning. I don't have my notifications set for that one, if that's what they have up their sleeves. I'll go right on record and say it, though. I think when we talk about the reason the Brian Reynolds saga matters to so many people is the principle of the thing, which is usually in sports the most interesting thing. Like, think about for a quick second. We talk about, like, the games and the nitty-gritty and the plays, yes. But it's stuff like this that always grabs at people more. You know Brian Reynolds is an objectively good to very good baseball player. You know that in 2021, he, for example, led the league in triples, hit 300, hit the ball over the fence, was almost a top 10 vote getter in the MVP voting. Was an objectively very good player. The reason his contract impasse has been such a story is because there is a desire here, in principle, to see somebody who it would seem has earned the money get the money. To show we're in business, in the business of winning, not in just the business of business, where it can be very cold, very calculating, very exacting on emotions. People want to see this happen because of what it would represent. He's not young anymore. He's not 22 and a star in the making. He's a guy that we're signing, and we know if we do this extension, it might end up being something where on the back end we don't love it. But we don't care because it's important for the here and now. I don't want the Pirates, let me be clear, to do this. And I like watching old Anchor Down. Brian Reynolds plays the game in a fun way. He goes all out. I'm not such a new school jerk that I actually thumb my nose at people who play the game hard and go, it's cooler when you make it look easy. Brian Reynolds sometimes makes it look easy, but always goes 100 miles an hour. I respect that about him. I want Brian Reynolds to get paid. There is a part of me that will say Jason Mackey is right, or some of the people, I shouldn't say Mackey is right. Jason was very careful to say he's hearing a little bit of this, but a little bit of that from the various people he talks to. Say this is actually going to happen, has a real chance to happen. Say those people are right. I will be happy in a vacuum that Brian Reynolds got paid. Presumably an amount of money that he is happy to have gotten paid. He doesn't strike me as a guy that is going to cave to a deal right now. So I would be happy for him in that realm, that respect. I don't think, in the interest of team building, it's the smartest thing for the Pirates. Because whether people want to acknowledge it or not, they are always going to operate under certain constraints. The degree to which that they are self-imposed versus just realistic, based on baseball's economy, is always going to be up for debate as well. A show of by the Pirates that they are in the business of winning, for me, would be a tangible amount of money given, like a real, legitimate, nine-figure, long-term extension to the guy that people think might win an MVP award if things break right for him, O'Neill Cruz. It would be saying, we believe so much in that dude, we think that guy is a franchise standard bearer, that instead of worrying what's it going to look like when he reaches a certain number of years of service, and we've got to start thinking about what our plans are for him. Instead of going to that point, you're going to just ball that up. Don't have a piece of paper, Donnie, I can throw away yet. I guess I could rip one up. Throw that in the trash and say, O'Neill Cruz is here. If you've got a four-year-old kid right now who you're trying to get into baseball, that kid's going to be in like junior high or maybe starting high school or close to it before O'Neill Cruz goes anywhere. That would be the kind of tangible show of sort of principle-based, we're in it to win it, mentality that I would care about, that I think would be well received and well, like, you know, smart, for lack of a better term, for lack of a more eloquent term. Signing Brian Reynolds to a deal he actually likes is a very good PR move. It might even, for the first year or two, if it completely frees the guy up, it might even look like a good baseball move. Guy kicks ass in his late 20s, maybe even into his early 30s because he was kind of a late bloomer, doesn't have the kind of body type that looks like it's going to necessarily break down easily. You know, by baseball terms, I would say a pretty reliable guy to slot into the lineup the last 2 years. I call missing 20 games total in two seasons just fine in baseball. They play too many games as it is. It might look like a good move at the outset. I don't love what it would suggest down the road. I love the Chris Archer deal when it happened. I thought it was cool. I thought it was, wow, they're going for it. It didn't work. It would be cool if Brian Reynolds tomorrow announced, similar to when Ke'Bryan Hayes got his extension, which ended up being, if not market value, actually slightly below. It was kind of a projection by them. He was willing to take the deal. If tomorrow gets announced that Brian Reynolds, let's say, gets a 7-year deal. And let's see, Donnie, what was the number we threw out? $107 million, something like that. Say it's 7 and 115. Say they actually say, here it is, boom, 9 figures, 7 years, you're a Pirate till your mid-30s. I'd give them a little polite applause. I'd say, okay, that's the first of several, if O'Neal Cruz is next and this is a new paradigm shifter, fine. In a vacuum, signing Brian Reynolds, strict baseball sense, don't love it. It's one of those times where I would defend the team and say they've got to stick to their guns. He's not a spring chicken. He's 28. In baseball terms, he is not young. Like, I wanted to come on today when I heard this clip from Jason and say, hey, pretty cool. Some people think this is not just, you know, they're not blowing smoke or blowing sunshine up your rear end. They actually think it could happen. People aren't just saying these two sides are so far apart, there's no point in talking about it. I wanted to come on and say that would be awesome. I would give the Pirates, in a sense, props for saying we're going to play ball, pun intended. I don't think it would be the right guy to play ball with. That guy plays shortstop. He's 6'7", and he's a freak, and he hits the ball about 175 miles an hour when he gets on one. Give that guy $150 or $160 million. Give that guy the kind of deal where everyone takes notice and goes, wow, Pirates mean business here. Playing ball with Brian Reynolds would mean one thing, but playing ball with O'Neal Cruz would mean a whole different thing and would cost more. But you should do it, because that's how you show you're serious about this. Donnie Football is on the microphone today.
Cruz is also at the age where if you get him for a contract that is that much money, it could end up looking cheap in the grand scheme of things, because you're going to get guys coming up through in the entire league who end up getting huge, huge deals.
You know how much money Shohei Ohtani's making this year? $65 million in one season. I'm talking about 160 or something on it, like a $20 million a year deal kind of thing for O'Neal Cruz.
Yeah, which if he becomes the player even close to what you're hoping for, the way that things are nowadays, that would be a steal.
Bargain price.
Do we know the exact number of years that Reynolds is looking for?
I've heard it's that they've been at 6 and he wants like 7. I've heard that it's between those two. Like, that's part of the impasse, but then obviously there's a financial. They're millions apart. But I've heard 7 from him, which is why, like, listen, I just said it. I'd give them props for saying, we think this guy is good. We're going to pay him what we feel like he's really worth in the marketplace. And I'd give the player props because I'm very much team, hey, get these guys paid. I just don't think from a baseball perspective it makes a lot of sense for a team that still has to patch a lot of holes, still has to figure out who fits here and isn't. We can talk all we want about, oh, is 72, 73 wins if they get there? Is that a real tangible improvement? They're not close to contending yet. They aren't.
And it's really hard to judge where he will be by the time he reaches 33, 34, 35.
Yeah, exactly. Say you signed him to 7 years. What's he look like at 33? Exactly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.